Okay, we got two issues going on here, so I'm going to try and hit them both real quick in the interest of time. Number one, when this started, the World Health Organization released two codes for deaths of COVID-19, U07.1 and 7.2. 7.1 is for a lab-confirmed diagnosis. 7.2 is for presumed or clinical diagnosis. Says it right here. Come down here, April 17th, right? You guys remember that? It was only a few days ago. Anybody remember the death toll? Like what, 30, 40,000? Not according to the CDC. It was 13,130. A third of what you were told on the news. Odd. But here's the kicker. Even this number's padded. You see that 7.1? Uh-oh, they got a little number one after it. That means they've done something. Down here, deaths with confirmed or presumed COVID-19 coded to ICD-10 code U07.1. Why not use 7.2? Yeah, real. Why not use 7.2? I'll tell you why in a second. Doctors and nurses everywhere freaked out on March 4th when this came out. This is from the National Vital Statistics System, issued by Stephen Schwartz, the director. It started instructing them for the first time in 50 years on how to fill out a death certificate. They had questions, nonetheless. So they started asking those questions. On the 24th, Schwartz came out with, alert number two. Remember the date, March 24th. This is important. You're about to see it in action, folks. So down here, he tells them explicitly, in bold print, or is presumed to have caused or contributed to the death, that it should be put on the death certificate. Now, if you know legalese, that's what they just did to you. There's no punctuation there. So all of that is one thing. So what they're telling you is if COVID-19 is assumed to have contributed to the death, you are to mark it as a COVID-19 death on the death certificate. So out of all these pandemics that actually happened, where we have real data, you get down to the last flu season, 2017, 2018. Did you guys even know that 80,000 people died that flu season? Did you know that almost 1 million Americans were hospitalized? Yeah, most people don't. Here's the sad part. We're never gonna know the real COVID-19 numbers because they're combining them all. So we will never have accurate data. Now, you guys are all down here for this isolation thing, right? I'm gonna show you this real quick. July 2020. You see it right there, highlighted. July 2020, volume 26, number 7. This is a leaked CDC document we're giving you today from Debunk This Fauci. Find this hashtag, find our videos, find all the real data, folks. This
is that
says,
how we find you then? We go there?
Yep, you can Google search that. This says right here in all this cool highlighted stuff, I'll give you the gist, that home isolation might not be a good control strategy. Why? Because it leads to increased familia cluster infections. In other words, it's making it worse, folks.
Thank you.
100% proof that they're...